Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
Whoa.
Oh, that was...
Let's bring you down a notch.
Waylon, you better back it up.
Oh, wow.
Let's find
Hi.
You here.
Hi.
We're on the second.
I think it's better. I just can't.
There we go.
I just talk farther away, right. Apparently.
So, today is...
Wait, we'll
introduce in a second.
Oh, I thought we were going to let him just say who he was.
No, well, we got to build
it
up.
That's not how
Jesus
we do it.
Jesus Christ.
I built it up on the Facebook website. Or webpage.
Our Facebook fan page.
Even
yes.
though the day be- even though
I never get that shit
oh,
right.
This is still buzzy. Even though the day before I totally told everyone on Twitter who was going to be there.
Oh, you're rude.
That's why I responded to I responded to your message today, and I said, or if those of you pay attention on Twitter, you already know who's going to be on the show.
So we have a special guest all the way from a different country. It's California.
It's down near Mexico Way.
Mm-hmm. They have good food, awesome waves, and sometimes hot guys. Depends on if you're in the south or north of the state, but
yes.
And this is the part where James LeRoy tells us that he lived in San Diego for a mm-hmm. while.
Oh, did you guys know that I used to live in San Diego?
And he lived a block away from...
Nebraska.
Pex.
Where we could have met, but we didn't.
Yeah, this is true.
Back when you were listeners... Before you started,
get your hands off my Prosecco.
Before you started sharing nudie pictures,
well, I was a podcaster. He was a listener. We were MySpace friends.
MySpace friends.
MySpace.
Now, when he lived in San Diego, had he seen your nudie pictures yet, or did that come later?
I think that was later.
I'm pretty sure that was the introduction.
Oh,
I don't know.
Hi, my name is Ricky. Here's my penis.
I think it was the other way around.
And I think our special San Diego guest is just talking. He's like mouth gaping open.
So, do you want to introduce him, James LeRoy?
This is my buddy, JD.
Hello, everybody.
And just so you know who JD is, because you know everyone has a story, he's the Frown on Brown.
Yes, Frown on Brown, JD.
He's Frown on Brown.
He was asked the expert.
It was a recommendation. I do not follow it.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
I think he can't follow it. I think
absolutely not.
It's kind of like natural, right?
He tried to follow it.
Is born this way.
Good one.
Get it, Gaga.
So you were an Ask the Expert. I forget. You had a question, how to find a boyfriend, right? Yes. And then we contacted
him because someone asked, how do you pick up someone in a bar?
Which was probably not the right person to call, right? Since you had a question about...
Well, but you don't pick up people at the bar to be boyfriends.
But you could.
Well, but you don't.
And
generally.
Back in the day, that's how you had to do it. Correct?
This is
like
correct.
AOL days. That's how you had to do it.
No, I used to go to gay.com dinners.
Right. Oh, God.
Literally in Indiana, we had
gay.com. I still have an account there.
I do too.
It's old as hell.
I had it from like when it was still an IRC type mm-hmm. chat. But no, there used to be a month.
We're legends.
Yeah, I know. There used to be a monthly gay.com dinner in Indiana.
Wait, we didn't say the date or the show number.
Episode 425.
And today is Wednesday, February. Or
February.
What the hell?
June 27th, 2012. We have like, what, 6 months of living before we all die in a fiery flame of fiery earth.
Yeah, but we're already dead to the Mayans.
Yeah, I guess so. I was looking forward to it.
What, to dying?
Yeah, in December. No, I'm just kidding. So, you, JD, should this be like the JD podcast?
Well,
go crazy and ask some like fucking questions?
No.
It's like,
no.
Do you have like hairy nipples?
Pink.
Oh, okay.
Not hairy.
Pink or brown?
It's been a long time since we've done pink or brown. Pink.
Are they...
Oh, are you a holesy, a havesy, or a nunsy? Foreskin.
Oh, nunsy.
Oh,
and
that's
white.
Sad.
And not European, so they cut it.
Yeah.
No choice.
I'm a Nunzi too.
What's my excuse?
Nebraska. You're from Nebraska.
Crazy. You were raised by your crazy grandma.
Yes.
Or
but she wasn't there during
that. Or the only thing they had to use was a corn cob, and they were afraid you'd get infected.
Ow.
That's raspy. That would hurt.
That shit does hurt. Have you ever seen people who do detasseling?
I've detasseled.
Yeah. They have to, like, on days when it's like 100 degrees outside, they have to wear flannel shirts and jeans because you'll be ripped
the shit up. The cornstalk leaves are so sharp.
Do you know what detasseling is, JD?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Detasseling is when you actually... By the way, JD and I are sharing a mic for those listeners. And
yes,
we're like
because we po, y'all.
They kind of look like a girl group. They're singing like...
with beards. That's weird.
It's hot. No, detasseling is when you are basically taking the corn off the...
No.
Like husking.
No. No. You do not touch the corn. Detasseling is basically removing the sexual organs of the female at some point so that they don't overproduce or don't overstuff.
How do you do that?
You take... There's a tassel.
Oh, you mean like the silky stuff?
Yes. There's a tassel in the top of it that you pull out. So you're at the top of them when they're a certain height before they get fully grown, and you're pulling it out so that it stops part of them.
I've never heard of that. I thought we were talking about husking it.
No, detasseling.
No, that's when you pull it out. Well, but you don't do that until you actually detach the corn from the stalk.
You are detaching a tassel of the corn. The corn is not ready to be harvested.
That job would be fun. Are you okay?
He's burping for the Prosecco.
No, we burp.
It's a little bubbly.
We burp, we fart, we do whatever we want to do because people
this
don't
is the
pay.
Pound Monkeys.
And it's free and people don't pay for it.
Yeah, we're having today's wine is we're having Prosecco mixed with a little farmer's market rhubarb pink peppercorn syrup.
I want to taste it. Can I taste it?
It's amazing.
Get off my Prosecco.
It's actually pretty tasty.
Yeah, that's fine. You can taste it.
It smells like pepper.
The gin's going to work really well.
The gin's going to be really good with this.
I hate gin.
I'm not the biggest fan, but with this kind of stuff,
it'll be
excellent. Do we have any gin, Bradley? I don't know.
No.
I think so.
Oh, this is...
Look at him as he goes in for the rest of the glass.
Rude.
Oh, this is good.
I just had a second glass.
A second glass?
I mean, a second taste.
Yeah,
Big Fatty's a gin drinker, but this is too fancy for him. He would like... pass out and die if somebody handed him that.
So anyway, what's going on since the last recording?
We've been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all had like a family reunion.
Oh my God.
This is true.
Yes. Bradley's entire
family. Want this?
No, you can eat it. So Bradley's entire family came to stay with us while I both had to work and I worked from home.
They were highfalutin for 4 days.
It was.
What?
Highfalutin.
Highfalutin. They were living the city life for 4 days.
4 days? Seven.
Whatever.
They were here for 7 days.
Oh my God.
We had five extra people at a time sleeping in our two-bedroom apartment, one bathroom. And I work from home. And his family are poopers.
Oh, my God.
If you all think I go a lot, his family, oh, no.
What?
No, no, no. And they fart and burp and then tell each other about it. And then there's a line. And his sister, seriously, at one point, since our toilet is slow filling, his stepfather tried to fix it and almost broke it, which was entertaining at one
point.
He
is not a plumber.
No, he is not. They kind of decided who was going to be in the bathroom in which order, depending on who had to do what. And the youngest sister was on the rag, and she needed to change and clean up so people couldn't go. People couldn't go after her because things needed to be changed and flushed. And it was
Your family doesn't know about this podcast, right? They're not going to find out.
Oh, they do, but they don't listen.
Oh, your poor sister.
They all
She's
know.
She's on a rag.
No, it's actually a big joke. Whenever Bradley goes home, one of his sisters is on the rag.
It's true. It really... No, it's oh whenever God. They visit
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but when your sister is like 20 and then you have a sister that's like 14, I think it's a lot more embarrassing for a 14-year-old to be like, you're on the rag.
Well, no, it's funny. She
also has the diabetes.
Oh.
She was talking about how the you know, like they were going to go to the beach and she's like, Mom, I can't go swimming. And the mom literally says,
sharks are going to get
you. She goes, no, she goes, well, there's no sharks in Lake Michigan.
Oh,
no. She was like, you can go swimming. It's okay. Wear a pair of shorts. There's no sharks in Lake Michigan. It's like, Mom, I can't. Yes, you can.
Oh, first of all, that fucking water is cold as hell, so you can't. We went there the weekend, last weekend or the weekend before last, and I got up to my knee and I was like, I'm done. Well, my legs are numb. I can't feel shit. Tomorrow's, why is this enjoyable?
If tomorrow's temperatures...
Tomorrow is worth it.
Well, no. If tomorrow's temperatures are any foretaste of what our summer is going to be like, come October, that water is going to be bathtub temperature.
That would be awesome in October.
Yeah. Oh.
Excuse me. That was a little chunky.
Yeah, that looked...
You guys, before we go any further, I did post an old show from June of 2008 that just happened to be a show where I went to the first Gay Days dinner, and I met a lot of different people that I still like, but some of you know that I do not have the same opinions of other people that may have been talked about in that show. So, yes, I know now that I just put this person on a pedestal that is no longer... So please don't message me anymore.
Yeah. Was it a little et tu, Brute?
You put on my God. When I heard it, I thought I like wanted to stab myself. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe. It's amazing what 4 years and finding out what a true person can be, how that can change your like whole attitude on things. So
yeah.
Go back and listen. You'll find out who it is. Because we don't like to say names on new shows.
The professional crier knows all about it.
She sure does.
Anyway, so yeah, his parents came to visit. It was great fun, very stressful just because of all the people, but it was really easy. But they walk like elephants. We live on the third floor.
No.
We still need to buy some gifts for our downstairs neighbor because it's amazing. I'd be in my office going, Bradley, I can hear your family leaving the front door stairs. Like it's...
They can probably actually hear that downstairs.
Probably. But he's not sleeping.
Right.
But then as soon as that was done...
Yeah, I kept mentioning to them that you guys know that you're not in a house anymore. You're in an apartment.
Yeah. And they're like, what? What's that? We don't have those in Nebraska.
And it was also Father's Day.
No, that's not true.
Which was really interesting. It was glad that there were a lot of people, so I didn't have to think about the whole first Father's Day since Daddy died.
Father's Day 2012.
But after that, this last weekend was my stepbrother's wedding that I officiated on the beach.
Tell us about it.
It was a beautiful day. I wrote their ceremony and I officiated it. And it was gorgeous. They are such a beautiful couple. It's ridiculous. She looked so amazing in her dress, and she's a skinny little blonde tan girl.
And how hot did your brother look?
Actually, in his little tan tux and with her, both being blonde.
Did you not see the pictures?
No.
Well, I'll just send you some. It was a very attractive wedding party. Not our wedding couple.
Mm-hmm.
The party, not so much.
No.
Did you guys hear about the groom that, like, on the wedding day, after at the reception, he was actually caught fucking another girl on a table at the reception?
On the table?
Yeah, by the father of the groom.
Wait.
Or the bride.
What?
He was in another room fucking another girl on a table at his wedding reception. Oh, shit. Like, how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that? I would be afraid of the father of the bride.
I'm confused.
Who just paid a lot of money for his little girl to get married.
The guy and the girl just got married. The groom went into another room and fucked another girl on a table at their wedding reception. And the father-in-law caught him.
He's a fucking skank that did that. I mean, he's an asshole, but she's a fucking skank.
Right. Yeah, like what woman
like
would do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Microphone closer.
Exactly.
Unless she was one of the cocktail waitresses that had, you know, no emotional contact.
That's still...
Or her sister.
It's
her sister. Yeah,
that's awful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that was nice.
That was nice.
Do you guys ever watch Joe Dirt?
That's a movie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Is that the one with the cockroaches in the house? Or is that Joe's apartment?
No, that's probably
Joe's apartment. Oh, okay. Joe Dirt has wants his fuck, and he plays a redneck with a mullet.
David Spade.
Thank you. Okay.
All I think of is the, you're my sister, you're my sister.
Ew.
I'm your sister.
That's some West Virginia shit right there.
So what did you do in the last week or so?
I worked a lot of overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I got a promotion at work.
Woo, congrats.
I got extra money for it, which is... awesome.
So speaking of promotion,
mm-hmm.
listener first, friend second, got
to I saw
a full-time promotion.
I was there when he told, or where were we when he told me?
He's got a big boy job now.
He does.
And now you can buy us dinner, Mark.
About time. I mean, what?
Oh, snap.
We only say it in love.
And then, well, we may have someone coming into our group of friends that just moved here too. George's.
I love how you say maybe.
Well, you know, I don't know the situation.
That's true. That's true.
We don't know the definition of their what's friendship. Going on.
Jorge Clooney does have a special friend who moved to town, but not together. Thank God.
From Pittsburgh. And we were at Big Chicks last Sunday, and we were talking about sharing needles. And he said people went fucking crazy there.
You were talking about sharing needles?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of needles were you going to share?
The drag queen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sharing needles. Okay. And he said everybody there was, like, super crazy about it. They were all excited. But he's a nice guy, so we'll test try him out. Because you never know when a Keith tries to come into a relationship, like a 2008 ex-podcaster. I'm awful. I need to stop. But that's really it. Just working a lot. That's it.
You went to the beach a few times.
Let's go only to the once. Beach. Each. Let's go.
And
to the
it was not.
They say
it was okay, but there's no beach umbrella. So, and you know, I'm white. So we don't handle the sun that well.
Well, this weekend you did do something fun because it was Chicago Pride, which is also why Jade... Is that why you're in town?
No, actually it was for a birthday
celebration. Did you miss it or were you here?
No, I saw the parade, but...
Where were you in the parade? Like, do you know what part of the street you're on?
Like by...
It's by Treasure Island.
Yeah, Little Gyms.
Oh, okay, okay.
That would be towards the end of the route, I think.
We were at Halstead and Aldine. Aldine. I don't know how you say it. How do you say
Aldine?
Aldine. We were at a party there, but then we went down to a vestibule and watched it from there. It was fun. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I had a great time. It completely crazy. Like San Diego, they do not allow people to drink in the streets.
Ugh,
I went out to boring. I went out to the street and everyone's all plastered and drunk. And I turned around, went to Treasure Island. I grabbed a bottle of Absolute, some juice.
Oh,
went and got a big cup. I said, "Let's go,
dude." You should have been here last year when we were in front of the Jewel, and we just kept going back and forth.
Yep, they had those adult freezy ices, and then we'd buy potato wedges and chicken fingers.
Oh my God, we were such fatties. And I wasn't even close to
and
as
I was
big
working.
As I am now. Oh, we were always working.
We tried to go to North Pride. I don't know if you went or not.
No,
but we were there for 10 minutes.
We weren't drunk enough for that shit.
It was crowded like it was last year?
More. It was ridiculous.
It'll probably get bigger every year.
And we didn't see, in a smaller space.
That's what he said.
And we didn't see anyone we really knew.
Open that mouth.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We've been opening up a lot of Pink or Brown. Better open that mouth.
It's almost like a reunion show.
Oh, it is.
It's because JD's here.
Oh, JD.
I've never been here before. But a nice reunion. Thank you.
You just bring up all the stuff that we forget that we talk about.
Like our contests that we talk about but never do.
Well, because it also helps that people actually...
We have a contest?
Remember, there had to do something with Ricky and Gold Lame
Pants.
And if they sent money in
but
and
that
something
never...
else.
I saw that picture, by the way.
The moose knuckle?
No, we didn't have a picture of that, did we?
I've shown JD before.
There's pictures. We have pictures of you in the pants. We just have pictures of the actual moose knuckle.
Oh, okay. No, because that was something serious.
We can pull them out right now.
No.
And you can try them on right here while we're
I don't
alive.
Have the right underwear on for that.
You don't have to wear underwear for that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Oh, wait, those are yours.
Yeah. And I like Ricky and all, but I don't need to know him that well.
No. Speaking of...
Because you're 30 pounds heavier in a year since then? Yeah.
Rude.
Thanks.
No, I just mean it's like it's going to be visible.
Want to fry up some more cheese?
If he had
I know, right?
If he had some moose knuckle back then.
Good segue, JD.
Yeah, I know. We did enjoy some great...
No, go ahead.
Wisconsin Saganaki-like baked / grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm. It was good. We're at 20? Oh, we have like...
Trying to be sly about it.
You're such an idiot.
Sorry.
Why didn't you just text it to us?
Because you'd be like, oh, what's this? 20? What's 20 mean? What's 20
okay,
mean?
Okay, now I know next time. Sorry.
But it is nice that even though we can't get people to play our contest, the people are still sending us presents.
A listener, RC Martinez, he is actually a fairly new listener to the show, maybe a couple weeks.
And I think he's from Madison.
He got this cheese in Dane Cook County.
Oh, wait. Is he the one from Bear Pride?
Yes, that was there at Bear Pride. Okay. Yes.
He's the pussy condoms.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy. He also sent, he sent us 3 blocks of cheese. Did you say what kind they were?
I don't remember what it's actually called, but garlic? It's a kind.
Oh yeah, like this flavor.
Flavors. A regular one, garlic, and smoked bacon.
Yes. Which only 3 of us in this apartment could eat the smoked bacon, probably. Well, no, probably would.
We do have a voicemail from him, by the way.
We do have a voicemail by him, and we...
He sent us some postcards.
Some pussy condoms.
And some pussy condoms. Oh, and maple sugar bears.
Yes, which I want to taste this. I don't think I've ever had one. I'm going to taste it right now. The cheese was fucking good.
And my favorite thing about these bears is that one of them came broken, and it literally says on the card, one of them's broken, and
it's Ricky's.
That one's Ricky's.
Do you want to read the card? It's right here.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, while you're reading it, can you pass me my bear?
You were pointing to the extra bread.
Nope.
Oh, so that's like straight up like sugar with maple on it.
Yeah. Hey, Foul Monkeys, sending you a package from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm sending you some Wisconsin lovin'. I hope you like the pussy condoms, trash can liners, lifesavers. If anyone asks, it's an inside joke. okay. I hope all of the shit is received in good condition. One of the maple sugar bears has broken in half. That one is for Ricky. RC... P.S. I heart the Great Dane. You need to try it.
Which is the beer.
Which it's a postcard from Great Dane Brewery.
Which is in Great Dane Cook County.
Great Dane Cook County. Yeah, and he also sent us a Bear Thorn one postcard.
Yeah, and he sent us actually a letter because he included the sticker afterwards. There should be a blue piece of paper in here with an envelope. Here we go. He said, I forgot to include the Great Dane decal in the box I sent you. The Great Dane's a favorite local brew pub here in Madison. Madison's fairly close. We could actually go there on a day visit, right?
It's in a couple hours? Or an hour? It's close.
We can take a train, right?
JD and I are looking at the female condoms, and we love that he scratched out female and put pussy.
In case you forget, we did talk about from the Bear Pride episode about how they're giving these to guys now for anal sex.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they can just fall in the asshole instead of wearing a condom.
And they can just hang out whenever you
say, take some with you, JD.
Puts it in his bra.
You can keep it.
No, for real.
No, actually, it's like used.
The next time you.
That was quick.
I want you to pull that out.
I'm sorry you're so open.
Yeah, I want you to pull that out the next time you have a little Navy boy over.
Oh, that's the best part about living
when you're
over
service
there.
In the military, I want you to pull out a female condom.
You don't even have to pull it out. Just stick it in and keep it in there.
Just have it prepared.
Just
for
have
yourself.
It prepared. Just put it in.
Are we talking about the condom or JD?
Both.
But I'm ching.
I actually have someone in mind for that.
Oh. Well, I'm glad
we can
help
we talk
you.
About it?
Well...
Closer
okay,
to the mic.
This is very straight.
He's strange.
No, he's not straight. Hell no.
That's better.
He doesn't eat. Never mind. He just does not like to. He says his dick doesn't like condoms. So.
Oh, well, this would be.
I would say something about that because I've had bad experiences with certain condoms and it's because they're too tight.
Did you say, oh, does
they wouldn't
your
be tight.
Dick have a brand?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. But it's not like, hey, look at this.
It's not like.
Exactly.
That's a good old one that we haven't done in a long time.
It's a
throwback show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you can. I'm glad that you have someone in mind. You're going to use it. You have to call in. Remember,
yeah,
because
oh
you want
to use it.
No. Because
you have to give, you have to give a product review.
Yeah, because remember.
Oh, there's actually a product review by somebody on Facebook.
Yeah, because RC said that we tried to get him to do it, but he didn't want to talk about it, or he was going to try it. We tried to get them to call in to tell us, so yeah.
I think he called us and told us about it.
Yeah, JD, you need to use it and call and tell us how it is.
I will put that in the checked luggage.
That'll be our ask the expert.
Oh my god.
Do we want to do a phone call? We have some reviews.
Well, first
too.
Of all, thank you very much, RC.
Yes, thank you.
And actually, yeah, we did try the garlic cheese with some fresh farmers market bread, and it was excellent.
We do. Do you have the emails up?
Yes.
No. Okay. We did have a monetary donation. I don't want to say how much it was, but from a listener who is actually pretty close to us. And she actually emailed us, and she said, "As I stated in my previous long-ass email, I love you guys and your show. Wish I could send more, but I got bills and junk too. Hope this helps replace a new mic or headphones or whatever is fucking up this week." Anne Marie.
I love her.
Y'all need a donate button on your website to make it easier for people. Hmm. I agree.
Phase two.
Can we write it down for phase two?
Phase two with iPhone or mobile.
Yes.
Mobile phone usage for internet.
Yeah, because it doesn't work very well this way, but this way it's okay.
So phase two starts with web designer.
Yes. So,
what were you saying?
Anne Marie. I just want to say thank you for the monetary donation. We appreciate it.
And I know that we're waiting for a package from Melissa Miranda.
Yes, we haven't received it yet.
Melinda, but we have not received it yet, but we'll let you know when we do. We can't wait to see what it is.
I think before we stray off too far from talking about RC, we should listen to his voicemail.
Okay.
Which apparently is funny because...
No, that's not the voicemail that I was listening to. That's another one that's a good one, though.
All I know is...
Is that him also?
Nope. He's listening to a voicemail while I'm cooking dinner, and he's like, like, it looks like he's like dying. I'm like, what the fuck's so funny?
Because it was also on Google Voice. So I was reading it while I was listening to it, and it's so funny.
So, ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call!
Phone call.
Fucking phone calls. Sorry, I got busy with it.
Before we go into the phone call, Dave Mills from the Vancouvers would love to hear more singing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was very nice.
Oh, I enjoyed it a lot.
Thanks. I did not know I was being recorded.
I actually fixed it up a little bit because it was kind of...
First of all,
auto-tune.
I think it's hilarious.
I should have totally auto-tuned that shit.
It's hilarious to think that you know how to work that mixing board.
We do it all in computers.
Or that you edit.
Oh, I fucked it up. That's true. I edited and fucked it up last time.
All right, let's do this phone call.
Hey, Felt Monkeys. This is RC calling from Madison. Okay, so I thought it was kind of funny you were talking about how you took a little skippity skip through the bear cave.
I was also talking to Julian about that, and he just caught up on that episode, and he said he was crying. He was laughing so hard at work.
Yeah.
Or dark room, whatever you want to call it. Because I did the same sort of thing last year, except I was by myself. Oh, what had happened was, you know, I started off and going to, you know, IML, Leather Mart, wound up in Boys Town. A cute daddy bear was giving me, like, the eye sidetracks, and we kept making eye contact, but he was with his partner and a group of people, and I didn't want to, like, you know, fuck with their shit. So I minded my own business, hung out with my buddy. Anyway, we get back to the dance, which is that night, the Saturday dance, and after the dance, you know, I'm still awake. My friend went to sleep. He was tired. And I met up with this daddy bear, and we started making out. So that was cool. Bah, 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 bah. He took me upstairs. We got pizza. I had never been to the hospitality room because...
Yeah, no. You don't understand.
Really?
There are two... No, you don't understand. There are two hospitality suites at Bear Pride. One side is the dark room where shit happens. Then the second side is free kegs and pizza.
Oh, my God.
And they have pizza delivered at both midnight and 2 a.m.
We're trying to get JD up here next year's for Bear Pride.
You should come.
I should.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go back to the call.
I didn't have a fucking pass. He kind of was just like, don't worry, if you're with me, they won't say shit. And he was right. So I was like, all right, cool.
Wonder who it was.
So... You know, I'm getting free pizza and drinking beer. I'm just like, okay, this is a trip. All right, cool. I guess I'm going to fucking, you know, sign up next year. So, you know, I'm like, oh, what's going on with that darkroom bear cave? What goes on in there? And he was like, well, go check for yourself. So I did. I walked in. I was under the influence of some things. And I was just like, oh, shit, this is crazy. There's people fucking in here. I could hear, like, you know,
this phone call is 5 minutes long.
Sucking and all sorts of fucking and all sorts of shit going on. I could smell poppers. So I was, like, giggling, like, oh, my God, I can't believe this shit. I'm in here. So I'm walking around, you know, and I made it all the way to the back. I was kind of using the lights from the cracks to guide me. So I made it back there. And once I got back there, I kind of got grabbed, and I was like, oh, fuck. So then I was like, oh, shit. And I had all my clothes on, so the person just kind of, like, let me go. And like you could tell I was, like, not wanting to be in there for sex. So I'm walking out, and I'm just like, how the fuck am I going to get out of here? Because I'm, like, tripping over people. I'm, like, running into people sucking dick. I mean, it's awful. I'm kicking people. It's really hard to get out of this. Like, it wasn't hard to get in.
It's like a haunted corn
maze.
But
I'm stuck, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, excuse me. I'm sorry, excuse me. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I can't. You know, people are grabbing me, trying to get me involved and shit, you know, from here and there. It happens. And I pull out my fucking cell phone, and I just fucking turn it on, and I'm like, sorry, I'm just trying to get out of here. And people are, like, yelling at me, like, turn that fucking cell phone off. What the fuck is wrong with you? And, like, other people started joining in and saying, turn it off. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But in that, like, 3 to 4 second peak that I got, I saw all sorts of shit going on. Like, it was kind of crazy. Like,
probably literally.
You know, I was just like, oh, fuck. I saw some dude taking in both ends. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, that's crazy. I mean, I just saw a lot in that. You can see a lot in 3 to 4 seconds. And I went back. I told my makeout buddy. I'm like, hey, guess what I just saw? Guess what I did? And he's like, why'd you turn your phone on? I could see why they got pissed at you. I was like, well, I couldn't find my way out. I was tripping over people, you know? Like, it was fucking hard. And he was like, you don't have to walk like that, you know, like, you don't have to stride that far to where you're, like, knocking, you know, tripping over people. I think you're full of shit. And I'm like, well, I guess. And he's like, come on, let's go back in there and check it out. So he showed me how to walk around in there, and we didn't walk in as far.
I bet.
But he was trying to, like, prove that, you know, I was full of shit, and I was probably trying to, like, get myself in trouble in there, which I wasn't, but whatever. So then it was kind of funny because the next day I'm telling my buddy who went to sleep early about all this, and I'm like, there was some dude, he was like a fucking human cock spit. Like, you know, he was like taking it from both ends and just they're going at it. And all of a sudden, like, I'm like talking to him and I'm just looking at my scruff, which was the thing at the time. And
at the time,
I come across that dude and I'm like, oh my God, you know the guy I was telling you about who was taking like mad dick? And I like pull him up. I'm like, that was him. And he wasn't like our type, like either of our types. But I was like, and he's like, well, why are you showing me this? He's not cute. And I'm like, no, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's funny that in, like, that 3 to 4 second window, I could fucking point this dude out. But I don't know. Maybe it's because he had a gog or a ball gag in his mouth. I don't know. But I it was that dude, I swear. So that's kind of funny. But that's my little story from the Bear Cave dark room. So
and then I found $20.
Anyway, I hope you guys have a good week. Bye.
So that's not as bad as when talking to people who run Bear Pride and their stories from other prides, where I think it's, I forget which place other, where the hospitality suite actually has floor, wall, plastic over everything.
That's disgusting. You can't do that in your room. Yeah. Can't you get like 50 people in a hotel room and just do it there?
Yeah. I mean, you could, but what fun is that? There's free pizza next door.
I'm not judging. Well, I'm not judging. But I am.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks, thanks
while
for
we
the
love
phone, call.
Phone calls, but we love shorter ones. But thank you.
I will say though,
RC, you're fine.
RC also talked about the female condoms, and I wanted to go into. We have Ken from the country of Toronto sent us an email as well about those condoms. He said, "Hi guys, just finished the latest release that was put out. I have used those once. I had a buddy from out of town come in for something at work, or some work thing. We got together at his hotel. He had one girl condom and boy condoms. So he let me be the top while he used the female condom. He took out the inner ring and worked it into his ass, etc. When I slid in, it was smooth sailing. It felt pretty good. It did kind of look gross, it did kind of look gross with it sticking out of his ass." but I still went to town on him. Then he flipped me over and gave it to me with a regular condom, because he only had one female condom. Take care, Ken in the country of Toronto.
So I kind of feel that's like one of those Sue Johansson. Is that her name? The old
the sex talk
lady,
like
from
Dr. Ruth lady or whatever,
from Canada.
Sex talk.
That's like one of those products. Like, I tried it and it was really good. And
do you mind?
So
one of my favorite things from that show, I was watching it with Ashley. We were just like bored one night. And somebody called in and they're like, so I remember you talked about how, like, you could use bananas as, you know, phallic representations and stuff. But every time I try to put it in, it's kind of, it just gets too mushy. And she's like, well, you keep it peeled, right? And she goes, and then you hear a click.
All I can think about is, like, a women's or a female condom is, like, kind of looks like a windsock. And I just think, like, if you blow into it, it's going to blow up like a huge balloon on the inside. Like, how does that work?
What do you mean you blow into it on the inside?
Like, if you blow into it...
Why would you blow, like, into it?
First of all...
No, I'm just saying.
You blowing into it cannot, like, increase the size of your butthole or the intestines inside.
Well, if you put enough air in it, it could.
Not from your mouth. You cannot put enough...
Well, some people are into, like, air hoses and shit.
Ricky, stop talking about yourself.
Well, that's
just because you like it does not mean it's a fetish.
Oh,
I don't know. Big fatty. Have you
big
ever?
Fatty. Big fatty.
Have you ever blown into someone's asshole and blown it up like a balloon? Because
we should. Big fatty. Have you ever used a female condom on someone? And if you did, tell us how it was.
Well, definitely. Could you use it for a puppet show? Is it big enough?
Well, you just, it would be kind of like a...
Do you want to open one?
Well, it wouldn't fit for James.
Open
LeRoy's.
It for JD, because he's really interested in it right now.
I think he might have the smallest hands here, too.
Do you?
Oh, it's clear.
Brad's hands would not fit inside of it.
I might need a napkin.
No.
I don't know why you would remove the ring. Wouldn't the ring help you make sure it doesn't fall in? Oh,
there's two rings.
There's a ring at the bottom.
And if you like blow it up, it'll be like a huge windsock.
What if it's one of those people, like those windsocks that are like...
dancing windsock guys.
Or it sounds like when the girl queefs, it sounds like a balloon letting out air.
So I think you could take the inside ring out for the anal. Okay, okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
It'll fit.
Nice. Why would the ring be in there anyway? I mean, do you really need it?
So it doesn't...
Slide out of the cooch.
Oh. See, I don't know that much about them, but... we also got a message from our website, which, you know,
right,
is brand new.
First time ever.
No, second time.
Oh, okay.
It's really strong.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's talking about the ring that's on the outside.
Oh, do they have a whole
do
hand
it.
Going in.
Do it.
Oh.
No, take a picture. Oh. That's going to be album art.
It does look... Really?
It split.
So it cannot be used for puppet shows.
You're pregnant.
Fatty.
You're pregnant.
With my hand juice.
Ew.
That's nasty.
That's gross. We have a message.
Look how shiny his hand is.
It's very moisturized. You should go wash. Ew.
Smell it.
Is there spermicide all over that?
Ooh.
Oh,
you know JD loves his spermicide.
Finger licking vagina.
No, he loves sperm. He gets the confused.
Oh, he likes sperm on the side.
Thomas Earl does not say where he's from, does not say how long he's been listening, but we appreciate your message anyway. It says, just dropping a line about the site redesign. Very nice and classy. Keep being yourselves. It's fun visiting your lives on the podcast.
There you go.
So thank you very much, Thomas Earl of Sandwich.
What?
Where are you from? And how long have you been listening? Have you left us an iTunes review? Which we have. We actually have a local listener that left us an iTunes review.
Excuse me?
And we do not know her.
We have local listeners?
We have a local listener.
That aren't already our friends. Second.
Right.
Now, can we find a local listener that does not listen to a competitor's... Someone that we don't
enjoy. I don't think this girl does.
Website. Okay. Everyone else does.
Right.
I'm pulling it up. Calm down.
And we haven't we won't have time, I don't think, for this show, but we haven't done a one-star review in a while.
We have not.
Though I think, are we out of them?
We can never be out of one-star reviews.
I don't know. We have a hard time finding
them for
people.
We choose not to read some other show's one-star reviews because we don't want to upset people.
We may just have to upset people.
Right.
Because it's been a while.
Yeah. So have you gotten it up yet?
Yes.
Okay.
We have two reviews.
So we're going to read
the first
one that first came in.
The first one is brought to you by Hannah E. 15.
No, that's the most local one, most recent one, right? The one on the top?
Yes.
Read the one below that.
No, that's the one I'm talking about. That's 5-star. It's the second one and the most recent.
Okay. Oh, I God. Thought she was the last one that messed
this
that
is
left
so
us
difficult.
One.
Ricky, why don't you just shut the
no.
fuck up? My fellow Chicagoans, 5 stars. I love this podcast. I was searching for something to listen to on iTunes and discovered the hilarious, though slightly deranged world of the Foul Monkeys.
Wait, say it again.
Deranged world of the Foul Monkeys.
No, didn't you say funny?
Hilarious. Though slightly hilarious. Discovered iTunes. I live in Little Italy and work in the Loops. Loops?
The Loops.
The Loops.
So I love that I know what you're talking about when they make Chicago references, especially the How to Ride the CTA podcast. They're disgusting and inappropriate, and I love it. New favorite. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. Since you're local, and if you'd like to hang out with us.
At the Garcias,
you know, or something.
Or
in the Loops.
The Loops.
Let us know. We would like to get to know local listeners, but if you're okay with us talking about you, that's fine.
Yeah, that's whatever. Should I read the other one?
Where is Little Italy?
It's down south.
Like past Chinatown?
No, it's more west than that. I think it's like a... Let's look at this map over here. It's...
Oh, I see it. Little Italy. It's kind of next to Pilsen. It's under Lawndale.
No, that's not Little Italy.
That doesn't say Little Italy?
No.
It says Little something.
Yeah, sure
up
does.
Above Harriton or...
No, it's just basically it's west of the Loop.
I thought it was near, Little Italy was near Chinatown and whatnot.
UIC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Greek Town and all that.
Greek Town, yeah. Ukrainian Village, I think. Anyway, she lives over there. Unless Hannah's a guy.
I doubt Hannah's a guy. I've never met a Hannah guy.
They told you.
Hmm.
So the next one's brought to you by Justin Boyd.
Wait, aren't we going to save that for the second show?
Why not?
That's fine. I do have to say...
We get rid of it.
RC, for being a new listener, you sure do participate because I'm checking the Foul Monkeys Twitter and like our last like 16,000 mentions is RC.
And then also, like, if you guys actually check the email, you will actually see in the text messages that he sends to our number. Yep. But since you guys don't do that.
I check the email.
No, well, I delete them because no one else responds to them.
Anyway, Justin
Boyd. You really
Boyd.
Shouldn't throw your co-host under the bus.
Why not?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't have time for that.
Rude. Have time for what?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so this last one by Justin Boyd, he only gave us 3 stars.
Wait. Are we saving that for the second show?
I'm just going to do it right now because we got a bunch of other shit that we can give to the second show.
Okay.
We do.
Rude on the cut.
We don't have anything else to talk about.
Okay, fine. Justin Boyd, you're going to come
on
episode
God.
456.
Oh, rude.
No.
You
do
also
it.
Gave us
no.
a 3-star, so you
it's
can
oh,
say.
Oh, 3-star? Yeah. Oh, he's worth the second show.
It's a cliffhanger.
He's on the... Oh, maybe we shouldn't put him on the even number show.
We don't have to read the review at all. It's our show. We can only read
he
the
actually
5 stars.
Asked about... Well, we'll talk about it on the next show. We just want to save it. Not because you wrote us 3 stars, but
because
just need something to talk about.
Well, and you're forcing James LeRoy to your will.
Yes.
Because this is your fucking show.
This is my show, damn it.
Okay, so thanks for listening.
Yep.
JD, you didn't talk that much, but would you like to say anything to anyone?
Oh, we got a whole new show with JD, though.
Yeah, we do.
I need another drink.
We need to make the next show like sexual perversion JD show.
Well, he tends
and we'll
to
just ask you a bunch of crazy
at least
shit.
He does tend to chime in for that. We don't have any ask the expert questions.
We don't. Because
people didn't really participate this week.
Right.
So maybe we'll just ask him live.
Live ask the experts. We should call Josh and have him ask JD a question.
Or that'd be crazy.
That would be fun, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is James Array.
Wait, Waylon, don't forget about Pride 48.
Yes. Pride 48. If you go to pride48.com, it takes you to the new website, pride48live.com, which we need to talk about the live show if we're going to do one, like, outside of Pride 48. We're going to be there, Las Vegas, September 14th through the 16th.
Yep, and listeners, please, you are welcome.
Oh, my God,
and
please go.
We love meeting listeners, and you should come.
I want to see more people cry.
Right. We need somebody to cry when they meet us at the airport. I need to feel like Mariah Carey or
We're getting a bigger sign this year.
We need security.
I'm so excited.
We need security up in this.
We need security. Wouldn't that be awesome? Mm-hmm. We just show up with security.
I think we should talk more about Pride 48 on the next episode. Yes. Because I think JD has definitely a lot of interesting questions for this.
Oh, okay.
About why we seem so famous.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he has questions. Just more of a
He's inquisitive about it.
I think he's shocked like we are. People listen to this.
Right. We say it all the time. We say it all the time. Okay, this is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
And this is Waylon.
This is JD.
And we're out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys Waylon Willie. James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.